27, please.
Item 27 from Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to increase an existing professional services agreement by $75,000 from $425,000 to an accumulated total of $500,000 with Bulow, Vetter, Bukema, Olson, and Vliet LLC for legal representation in labor relations matters.
Mr. Chairman, this is not passive review because of the dollar amount. It requires your approval. It is over, obviously, $300,000, which requires your approval. This firm has been on retainer with Milwaukee County through our office for about 5, going on 6 years now. And it started, well, I wasn't involved, so I'm speaking from sort of secondhand knowledge, frankly. But my understanding is it involved primarily in connection with the furloughs issues that were litigated between the county board, the then county exec, and the unions. And so everybody had different attorneys, and they came in and they were representing one of the parties. I think it was the county exec, but I'm not positive. In any event, they were brought in as outside counsel for that case. That case is what drove a big chunk of the expenses that led into this contract or that have caused this contract to get as large as it has. The other thing is there was a substantial expense on the arbitration, interest arbitration of the firefighter contract for 2012 to 14, and that was a fairly expensive arbitration that led to a decision by the arbitrator in favor of the firefighters' proposal and the imposition of their proposal as the contract. So those were probably the two biggest expenditures under that contract over time. But in addition to that, we have used them, especially since the retirement of Mr. Shawey, who had done this kind of work back for many years for our office. And when he retired, he was the primary person with knowledge of labor relations law in our office. We have tried to pick it up, myself and others, in a general sense. Act 10, for example, was a discussion, obviously, with the board. And I felt comfortable, and our office felt comfortable handling those kinds of things. But when we get into some of these specific pieces of litigation, my feeling is that we need a little more expertise than anybody in our office has. Okay. And the current thing that is driving this is a prohibited practice complaint brought by the Deputy Sheriff's Association. It was originally part of the lawsuit with the sheriff over the hiring of deputies. The circuit court dismissed the sheriff's lawsuit on its merits, and the sheriff is appealing to the Court of Appeals. A different outside counsel is handling that case. The deputy sheriffs had also sued with the sheriff along with that, and the circuit court, with respect to the deputy sheriff's claim, stated that they had a separate avenue, a concurrent jurisdiction, it is, under the Wisconsin Employment Relations Commission. And so he directed them back to the WERC to file a prohibited practice, which they have done. And so there is now an arbitration case or a prohibited practice complaint case pending with Milwaukee County, with the allegation being that the county has failed to bargain properly over the impact of inadequate staffing of deputy sheriffs. That's the allegation. I believe that we needed outside counsel to work with us on that case, and so that's why we brought them in to handle that. They've been advising me on other matters that are smaller. There's a dispute between the deputy sheriffs and the county over dental insurance coverage. They've been working with us on that. That's really been sort of set on the side for now. From time to time, I call them up just with a question to help me out to think through something. But the primary reason for this request is that prohibited practice complaint and the fact that their expertise was needed. And I talked to them again about an estimate, and it's only an estimate. We don't know how these things are going to go. And so we came up with this number for the amendment to the contract. What's happening on that complaint right now is we filed a motion to dismiss, or the outside counsel filed a motion to dismiss. There's doing some briefing on that. We're trying to narrow the issues, trying to eliminate the issues, but if we can't do that, we'll at least narrow the issues for the hearing examiner to hear. There's no date set for the actual hearing yet. So that's the primary basis for the request.
Any comment on the supervisors?
So this contract dates all the way back to 2010, is it?
That's correct.
So it's going on. It's a five-year contract, and the total with the additional 75 would be 500,000.
Yes.
And is your main contact person still Mr. Vliet?
Well, two people, Mr. Vliet and Mr. Olson, their partners.
This is a little bit unrelated to that. I've always been satisfied with the information that we've got from those attorneys, very, very professional, very knowledgeable in the area. But with regard to our current negotiator, Mr. Bao is no longer in county service, correct? Who is a negotiator for the county?
Mr. Padilla. He was here earlier on the firefighter contract. He may have been absent.
Is he a new guy?
1 year.
He's been here approximately a year.
Okay.
His title may be Employment Relations Director, I think, but included within that is the negotiation with the public safety worker unions.
All right. Point him out next time he's in here.
Yeah.
So that employee can also contact this firm during negotiations?
Yes. The emails, communications, primarily emails, some verbal, have been between Mr. Padilla and the outside counsel and myself and the outside counsel for this case. So he's been involved in this particular case.
Move adoption, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Jersey moves adoption of the resolution for file number 15569. Any other comments, questions? Seeing no indication, Madam Coordinator, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Weddle?
Aye.
Moore Omokunde?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 27 be recommended for adoption prevails.
And the last item.